Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you. Thank you, boss. Bringing us back. That's the boss, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're commemorating the 11th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11, September 11, 2001, with Jonathan Zook, our good friend, president of the Association for Competitive Technologies, ACT Online, actonline.org. Please check that website out. Jonathan, and thanks again for hanging out with us. Jonathan's helping us with the next attack, imagining what the next attack might look like, and what are we doing to protect ourselves. I call the attacks, and something I wrote back in those days, I call those attacks an ironic form of barbarism. And the reason I called it ironic was because the people who wanted to bomb us back into the Stone Age, take us back to the Stone Age, and they still do, actually used some of our best technology to do that. And that's pretty ironic as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
I guess it is.
Isn't that what's going on today? I mean, they still want to take us back to the Stone Age. They've basically said that. But yet, our next attack is probably going to be highly sophisticated.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I mean, there's a, obviously if I was in their shoes, I would try to achieve a level of sophistication that I could as well. So, I mean, I think we have to be very vigilant about how we behave as netizens, as they say, so that we're not doing anything to help.
What should we be doing? What could we do to help ourselves, to help our country, to help the cause? What do you think?
Well, I mean, one of the things is to be vigilant about your own security online, and a lot of folks really aren't. I mean, the irony is that 70% of passwords are found still by people asking you for them, calling up and saying there's somebody else.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I mean, if somebody asks you for your password, you better really know who they are, because most people should already know it to be asked for it.
That's right. Or they shouldn't know it, and it should come to you electronically without them having to be involved, other than they have the technology send it to you.
That's exactly right. And then obviously the other type of social engineering that's taking place is that you receive emails that seem to be from your friends or from an institution you trust.
I'm getting some of those new ones now this week, incredibly, from people that I know are supposed to know better than this.
Right, and often what you'll see is if you look at the actual address, the reply to address in the header of the email, it's not them.
Mm-hmm. Of course it's not. If all you got to do is look around a little bit and you can see that it's not right. But folks, as Jonathan said in the earlier segment, you know, you could become part of a botnet that could be literally, you could be complicit, innocently complicit, in taking down a grid or taking down, or fostering an attack on America.
That's exactly right. And depending on who your clients are, even more damage. The other thing is that people tend to use passwords that are much too simple, so that just going through a dictionary is enough to hack them.
Right.
And it can go through a dictionary very quickly now. And they use the same password for everything.
Mm-hmm.
What you really want to do is really diversify, because if there's a security breach at some website that you use or something like that, and they get your password,
yep,
you want that password to only be for that place, and not for everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what are some other things that you think, if you just let your mind go and you imagined the most incredible thing that they could do to us right now from a technology standpoint, what would it be?
Huh. Well, I mean, it's a interesting problem, but I mean, we do so much, so many transactions in an automated way. I mean, if these bots were sophisticated enough, they could, you know, have us engage in sort of mass consumerism even beyond what we already do, mm-hmm. and kind of really mess up the underlying credit structure of the company.
Sort of like the flash crash on Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit like losing your credit card, but having everyone lose their credit card at once.
Right, right.
And so something like that would be.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, I've talked about them walking into malls around the country and at the same moment in time, you know, suicide bombers walking into 100 malls around the country. That would be one thing. That would be chaos. That would be terrorism. But as you say, what if every mall was affected by no one's credit card working?
Right, or everyone's credit card working.
Yeah.
I mean, without you even leaving your home.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, just overpowering. Jonathan, thank you for your time. Thank you for the thoughts. And thank you for all that you're doing to help the good guys stay in control of the Internet. It's a big deal, and we appreciate it. ActOnline.org, folks, is his website. I encourage you to check them out and support the work that they do. Jonathan Zook. I will be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.